Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt, als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga podcast. This is the preview show brought to you in association with Get German Football News. I'm Manu Feit, he's Stefan Bienkowski. And Stefan, I think fitting, we're at match day 34 and I finally managed to actually name our partners Get German Football News in the very beginning of the podcast.
It's about time. It was about time.
Took me what? The better part of a year to figure it out. No, we're almost there. This is it. This is the final match day. We're finally going to find out how this is all going to end. This soap opera of a season, both on and off the pitch. And Stefan, we have some special plans for this match day. So why don't you let our listeners know what we're going to do?
Yeah, so, you know, it feels only fitting that we do something live on the match days. So about 15 minutes, I think, before the games kick off on Saturday, we're going to start a Twitter Spaces live thingamabobber. And we're going to be joined by the Athletic's Seb Stafford-Bloor, who some will remember from previous Twitter Spaces we've done in the past, but also been in the podcast, I think, if I'm not mistaken. He's a super nice guy, and yeah, he'll be sitting in his house in Hamburg watching, you know, conference. I'll be sitting in Scotland, you'll be in Vancouver Island, and yeah, the three of us will be watching both games come through. We'll also have Matt Ford hopefully phoning in from the Westfalenstadion at half time, let us know how that game's going. We'll also be watching it, but it'd be just great to have his, you know, thoughts and opinions.
That's tentative, on internet connection, etc.
Yes.
Just want to add.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, everything's, I mean, you see the presidential thing on Twitter yesterday, that went down midway. I don't think we're going to have the same sort of audience, but you never know. But yeah, so we're hoping to do that live, but also subscribers to the Substack, as ever, will know that we have our match day threads, and we'll be dipping into that during the live show for questions, for opinions and stuff. So if you are a subscriber, tune into the show on Twitter, but also jump onto the match day thread. You guys know what I'm talking about. Leave your comments and things on that. And of course, if you want to take part, please do sign up to the Substack and download the app, and you should find it in the chat function. And then afterwards, we'll be doing a YouTube video, which should be going up shortly after full time, depending on what happens. We'll be taking it all in. And then we're going to hibernate for 2 months.
Well, that's not entirely true.
No, it's ghost ups. Not yet. Not quite yet.
Not quite yet, because we still have four relegation games, relegation playoff games, right? And the German Cup final, which I am going to attend. The credentials have come through yesterday. So 2 more weeks, I guess, or 10 days. And then we are going to hibernate Stefan for a little bit. But yes, so that's the plan. Check out the Twitter space, check out the Substack, lots of interaction. Of course, we're going to have post-game content as well. So this is going to be very exciting. And yeah, let's dive into this final match day preview, Stefan, shall we, right after this break.
This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline.ag is your number one source for all your basketball info, stats, news, and scores. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest player reports for this year's pro basketball playoffs. BetOnline is always your sports information headquarters this season, as we have you covered for all your sports wagering needs. Basketball, MLB, NHL hockey, right to UFC and boxing. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to get your betting info, including live betting options and your favorite casino and card games you can play right from your home. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Be sure to use our promo code BELIEV, B-L-E-A-V, BELIEV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is B-L-E-A-V for 50% welcome bonus. Bet online, where the game starts.
So there we have it. Don't forget the sponsors. They're important. They pay for some of this. All right, so this is not how I have determined it. I have to say this every week. This is how the Bundesliga app spits out the ranking of the match days, and then I just copy it because, you know, the DFL are the decision makers here. And they have put this Dortmund against Mainz game at the very top, which makes sense because this is what a lot of people will be watching. I don't want to say everyone because there is Köln fans, there's Schalke fans, there's, you know, people all over the table whose teams are not fighting for the championship, who have things to worry about or things to hope for. But I think everyone who is neutral and a Dortmund fan will be tuning into this game. And this is why it is my match of the week. And obviously we are all watching with curiosity to see whether Dortmund can get this across the line. I think there's a lot of people out there worried that they might not. We've seen Dortmund stumble at various points this season. Although I made the point in my newsletter this week that really in the second half of the season, they have been extremely dominant, Stefan. You know, dominant to a fashion that they're 10 points ahead of second place RB Leipzig in the same span. And you know what? I kind of feel that this is not even going to be an issue this time around. I think that they're going to win this game easily 2-0.
So yeah, I can understand that point of view. Mainz don't have a huge amount to play for, but I just can't look beyond the fact that they have been quite decent on the road this season. There's something about Bo Svensson's side that just kind of makes me feel like they can cause an upset at any moment. Not that I think they're going to cause the ultimate upset, but I actually think it's probably going to be quite a tight, nervy game. So I've actually gone for a 2-1 win, which means Dortmund still pick up the title. You know, they're still the Bundesliga champions. But I don't know. I don't know why I just can't pull myself to say, yeah, Dortmund are going to, you know, stroll across the finish line, because it's just not in. It's just not in me to say that simply because I've been watching Dortmund for so many years. But yeah, I think they will win it. I think they'll win the title. But I think it's going to be a tight, nervy game. So I've gone for 2-1.
Yeah, it could be very similar to the Augsburg game, right? Where it was, at the end of the day, the result made it look easy, but it really wasn't. But it might not be necessary because Bayern Munich do have to win their game. If Dortmund drop points here. So just saying, like, even if Dortmund lose this game and Bayern draw, Dortmund are still champions. So just want to point this out here.
Could you imagine that's how it went? That'd be absolutely bonkers.
I mean, that would be fitting. But we'll get to the Bayern game. First, we want to get to your game of the week, which is the other end of the table, which is just as exciting as the top of the table. We have to remember we still have to figure out two teams, essentially one team that's going to go straight down and a third who has to face probably HSV in the relegation playoffs. And one team is going to be involved in this one, and that's RB Leipzig against Schalke. That's your match of the week, so I'm going to let you take it away from here.
Yeah, you know, as listeners to this show will know, I've kind of fallen in love with Schalke over the last kind of 8 or 10 weeks. I've watched a lot of their games. The spirit and the fight they've put in week out, has been tremendous. And I think of the kind of three teams who are fighting to avoid the same fate as Hertha, I actually think Schalke are probably the only ones, maybe Stuttgart, but we'll get to that game later, who might have a chance of coming up against a team that just have no interest in playing on Saturday. Not only have Leipzig qualified for the Champions League, not only have they secured third place, but they've obviously got a cup final coming up. And I just feel like they'll be playing in first gear. Rosa might rest a few players. And even though it's at home, and even though Leipzig have been very good at home this season, I just kind of feel like Schalke are going to take initiative in this game, as they have done, you know, quite a lot recently. So, you know, I know Schalke are bottom of the table, but, you know, if you kind of look over the last 5 or 10 games, they have been a very solid mid-table team. And I think a solid mid-table team desperate for 3 points can beat Leipzig, who have nothing to play for. So, yeah, I've gone for a 2-1 win for Schalke in the final match day.
Ha, no way. I have two. I actually think that Leipzig are going to rotate quite a bit for this, Stefan, because of the cup final the week after.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right.
Makes a lot of sense.
So I am going to watch this with some interest. I'll probably watch it back because I'm not going to lie. I'm going to watch Dortmund against Mainz. But because I am at the cup final, I do think this is going to be some interesting prep. So, yeah. I'm in total agreement with you here. I think Schalke are going to win that. Whether that's enough or not, stay tuned to find out. All right, that gets us to another one, another game that has something riding on. And that's Union at home against Werder Bremen. Everyone listening to this podcast knows that if Union Berlin win this game, they will finish in the top four and bring the Champions League back to the capital. Funnily enough, it's not going to be Hertha that do it. Big city club Hertha, of course, going down. But Stefan, I think that Union will do this. It's at home. It's against a team that doesn't care. I think that Union are going to win this game 2-0, and there's going to be Champions League music in the capital next year.
Yeah, I completely agree. I've gone for a 2-1 win. And I think, you know, there's some pretty strong reasons as to why Union should win this game. You know, they're obviously been outstanding at home this season. They're the fourth best home record in the division. Werder Bremen have actually been better away from home than they have been at home. You know, they are a far better counter-attacking team. They seem to really revel on kind of picking teams off on the road. But they've got very little left to play for, which I think you can see from the kind of form recently. You know, they've only picked up one win in the last 5 games. Their home form in particular has been pretty poor. Their away form has been pretty poor recently. So they've just got absolutely nothing to play for. You know, Bremen fans are just delighted that they haven't been relegated, I think, which I don't mean that disparagingly. I just mean, like, genuinely just quite happy that they're staying in division. So, yeah, I think Union should have enough to win this game and secure Champions League.
Yeah, there you have it. Big city club Union, get it done. All right, so that's the next one then is Köln against Bayern. Whew, Stefan, Bayern Munich, when the curtain on this season falls, no matter what happens, I think there is going to be a ton of things going on. I've spent a lot of this week talking to people behind the scenes. And there's going to be coming some content your way, let's say it that way. But I just don't know if Bayern Munich have it in them to win this game. And which just makes me think that the Dortmund result might actually not matter, because I think that Bayern are going to draw here 2-2.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I've gone for a pretty straightforward 2-0 win, to be honest with you.
For Köln, right?
Cologne, I think, have been absolutely bang average at home this season. And I don't know, I just feel like Bayern will have a degree, they'll have a point to prove to an extent, or they'll be angry, they'll be pissed off. They'll want to react to a lot of criticisms that's been thrown at just about everyone at the club this week, after last weekend. And it won't matter, but I think they probably will end up probably battering Cologne. So I've gone for a 2-0 win, but I wouldn't be surprised if they won this one really comfortably, to be honest.
Yeah, we'll see. Fascinating. All right, so Gladbach against Augsburg. I don't know. What did you go with here?
So, you know, even though Gladbach have nothing to play for here, I actually think they do have something to play for. You know, I've been following the kind of coverage of the club this week, and you know, Daniel Farke was actually quite forthcoming in his press conference. You know, he was very defensive of the criticisms the club's been having. I don't have the quote to hand, but he basically said, "Look, you know, it didn't." I think he basically said, "Look, our season did not go up in smoke, like some people have suggested. We have made progress. We have, you know, done well." And although he never really confirmed whether he's going to be staying at the club or not, there was a kind of like determination in him. And I actually think the players, for their part, have been behind him for most of the season. So, you know, they're going to be at home where they have been quite strong this season. They're sixth in the league in terms of home form. You know, they'll have the fans behind them. And I think these players will probably want to put on a performance for him against an Augsburg side who, you know, haven't been great away from home at all. Don't have a huge amount going for them. Probably would rather win this game or get a point from it just to make sure they don't get dragged into anything. But I think Gladbach are going to win this one. So I've gone for a 2-1 win.
Interesting. The quote is, we didn't collapse and it wasn't a horror season. I don't know. I went for a really boring 1-1 draw here. I think simply because it suits everyone involved, Stefan. That wouldn't hurt. Obviously, that'd be enough for Augsburg, right? Who essentially just need that one last point to be safe. And for Gladbach, I don't know if they really need much more than that. Obviously, if your result holds, then that could make a few things interesting.
There's absolutely no reason why Augsburg shouldn't get a result from this game if they got so much to play for. But yeah, I don't know. There's just something about it that makes me think Gladbach will take something. And it does. I've kind of already done the math in my head as to how I think that bottom three or four is going to finish, which we can maybe talk about at the end of the show. But yeah. I think because Augsburg will be fine in the end. I'll put it that way.
Okay. All right. We'll get to Stuttgart at the very end. Let's go to Frankfurt against Freiburg, which actually also has something riding on. Freiburg need a result to challenge Union Berlin for that final fourth spot, right? Frankfurt need a win to have any hope to finish in the, well, I guess top seven. Top seven, unless they win the DFB Pokal final, which we'll get to at some point. But I struggle with this one too, but I actually think that, you know what, I think that Frankfurt are going to win this game. Whether that's enough for them to still finish in the top seven, which they need if they lose the final, is a different question. But I just have the sense that they're going to win this game. And I went for a really, really narrow 2-1 win here for Frankfurt.
Yeah, see, I found it very hard to pull these two teams apart, to be honest. You could definitely argue that both teams need a result. I don't really think Frankfurt have got much to hold on to kind of get beyond Leverkusen. They'd have to do it on goal difference, and I think they're four or five goals off Leverkusen, even if Leverkusen were to lose. And, you know, as I just mentioned earlier, I think Union are going to win anyway. So, you know, we've kind of seen Freiburg kind of stumble against better teams this season. Frankfurt haven't had a great end to the year. I guess Frankfurt do have something to play for in terms of Glasner's final match, but something tells me he might not get the same kind of send off from his players as Daniel Farke has done, or will do if he does end up moving, I suppose. But I've gone for a 1-1 draw, just because I just can't pull these two teams apart, which won't suit either of them at all. But yeah, unfortunately, that's the way I think it's going to go.
How do you approach this game if you're Frankfurt, right? I mean, it's interesting that you went for a 1-1 draw, because I also had that penciled down before I went for a 2-1. But how do you approach this game if you're Frankfurt? Because you can't rotate like Leipzig does, right? But isn't it almost for the better if you go in with your best team and then have a week off and then kind of, you know, use this game almost as a blueprint for the final?
Yeah, I suppose so. You know, Glasner did talk about it a lot, and he kind of said, you know, he'll get emotional when the Frankfurt song comes on and the fans are cheering and stuff. So, I mean, Frankfurt certainly have plenty to play for. They've got plenty to celebrate as well, so you never know. But I don't know. I think we'll just, if it was any other team, I'd expect Freiburg to pick up a pretty professional result, but they have struggled against better teams this season. I kind of feel like I see this every week, but it's true. We've seen them get some pretty big mistakes recently against Union and Leipzig, you know, although they beat Wolfsburg, I suppose, but I don't know. I just can't pull these two teams apart, and I think they're both going to be quite upset with the match day.
All right. Okay, so that gets us to Wolfsburg against Hertha, already relegated Hertha. Wolfsburg with some hopes to finish in the top six or seven. Stefan, I went for a really easy 3-0 Wolfsburg win here against a Hertha side that won't care.
Yeah, I've gone for a 2-0 win, and I totally agree with you. It's probably the easiest result to pick from. Yeah. It's probably the game that nobody's going to watch on Saturday. Even Hertha fans probably won't want to watch it. So, yeah, 2-0 win, 3-0 win. We both think the same thing. Yeah, there's not much to talk about here, is there? Except to say, Wolfsburg finishing seventh is kind of low-key, quite impressive from Niko Kovac, in my opinion. I don't have their Transfermarkt page up to see how low they actually got, but it was getting pretty dicey for them this season. And, you know, to kind of finish on a high, which they have done, you know, the last five games, they're sixth in the table, I think, on form. So, you know, we'll probably do like our kind of season reviews at some point in the coming weeks. But just a wee kind of shout out for Niko Kovac, who, you know, I predicted them to maybe be pushed for top four, but to finish seventh and, you know, what, 1 point off sixth, maybe? That's not so bad.
They could still finish sixth as well, depending on how this next game goes that we have. And that's Bochum against Leverkusen. I've been kind of rooting for this Bochum side to get, you know, maybe stay in the league. But I kind of sense that with Leverkusen having something to play for, and I think Bochum are going to push this all the way at a sold-out Revierstadion. But I don't know. I just don't think they have the quality to beat a Leverkusen side that needs to win, Stefan. And I think while it might be close, I actually went for a 2-1 Leverkusen win. Sorry, Bochum fans.
Yeah, I'm very similar. I've actually gone for a 1-0 Leverkusen win because I think it's going to be a very tight game. You know, Leverkusen have been really solid recently. I know their league form might not suggest it. You know, that 2-2 draw with Gladbach, which saw them kind of concede two late goals, might suggest some sort of kind of tomfoolery or nonsense going on. But I was super impressed with them against Roma, even though they got knocked out. They absolutely dominated that match, in my opinion. We're just unfortunate not to get the necessary goal. And, you know, they've had a full week off after the Europa League finished, or get knocked out of it. And, you know, with a relatively full-strength squad, I know Hincapie's going to be suspended, but with a relatively full-strength squad, I think they should have enough to beat Bochum. And as you said, if there was any other team that wasn't really fighting for anything, you probably would put your money on Bochum in this game. But since Leverkusen are also fighting for something and probably feeling quite hard done after that Europa League game, I think they're going to be really determined for this game. So yeah. I think they're going to win 1-0.
Yeah, which should be enough for sixth, which could be a Europa League spot. Again, depending on the DFB Pokal final and whether Leipzig win it or not. All right, so that gets us to the final game. That's also the final game that matters. And again, it only matters for one of those two teams, and it's Stuttgart against Hoffenheim. Stefan, I went for a 2-0 Stuttgart win here simply because I think Hoffenheim won't care. There's nothing to play for them. This is at home in Stuttgart. I think Stuttgart are going to seal their spot in the Bundesliga here.
Interesting. I've gone for a 1-1 draw, actually, believe it or not. You know, I don't know why I think it's, I totally agree with you. There's every chance that Stuttgart are going to, you know, pick up a win here. But, you know, Hoffenheim haven't looked bad since the change of manager. You know, and I don't know. I just feel like they're going to put up a bit of a fight. I couldn't pull myself to say they'll beat Stuttgart because I totally agree with you. Stuttgart have got quite a lot going for them. But, yeah, I've gone for a 1-1 draw for this one, which will have interesting ramifications. Should we just dive into how we think the bottom four is going to finish then?
Yeah, I'm just doing the math in my head here.
Well, I've already got mine. Should I tell you how I think it's going to go?
Yeah, do it. Do it.
Okay, so Hertha are obviously bottom with 26 points.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have Bochum finishing 17th with 32. I then have Stuttgart finishing 16th with 33. And then I have Schalke finishing 15th with 34. So Bochum going down, Stuttgart in the playoff spot, and Schalke just above them, avoiding relegation by the skin of their teeth.
Okay, let me. I'm cheating. I'm using the Kicker Tabellenrechner. And according to that, so my results mean Augsburg will finish 15th, Stuttgart will finish in 13th. They would actually leapfrog Hoffenheim, not that they would care. Schalke in the playoff spot. Bochum relegated, but it would be on goal differential. Minus 34 to minus 36.
Wow.
Wow, that's tight.
It's going to be tight. I mean, it's worth saying, like, you know, everyone's going to be tuning into the Dortmund game and the Bayern game when we do this Twitter spaces on Saturday, but we'll definitely be keeping on top of those games as well. And taking all that in. But yeah, it's going to be... I can't wait, to be honest with you, because... I can't remember the last time where there's been this... Just as we talked about, just about every single game, bar one, means something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, for once, the two teams involved, right? At least. Yep. Sometimes both.
Stipulations across the park, across the table. It's going to be so much fun. So yeah. put your feet up, open up Twitter, maybe get a can of beer, depending on where you are in the world, if it's too early or too late, and listen along with us.
Yeah, I mean it's fascinating. I can't wait. I'm a little nervous, to be honest, just because like it's going to be so entertaining, and I think there's going to be tears on both ends of the table, which is fascinating. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Really interesting. All right, Stefan. With much ado, this is it. This is our final preview show of the season. As always, it's brought to you by BetOnline. Tune in on Saturday. Of course, check out all the content that's coming afterwards. There will be a lot. And yeah, and then we have the relegation playoffs. We have the cup final. I'm trying to be at the relegation playoffs too. Definitely the first leg. The second leg is... dependent on what HSV do on Sunday. If HSV finish third, I'll beat the second leg as well, because I am actually going to be in Hamburg anyways for work. So yeah, stay tuned on that. And yeah, it's going to be extremely interesting. And I just maybe some house-taking notes as well. We have a podcast out on the DFL investor deal with Matt Ford. Right. There's a lot of questions that we both got asked on Twitter and on the Substack and wherever else you consume Gegenpressing. And I just want to point out that we did do an over an hour long show, breaking it down and looking at the possible ramification of the deal being shut down. You wrote an article on Borussia Dortmund's attack. I wrote an article on why Dortmund deserved to win the title, which is probably why we jinxed it. And yeah, that's it. Any final thoughts before the final preview show of the season?
I do actually have a final thought. One of our subscribers, Grant Vogel, said in last weekend's Matchday threads, he put this message in. He said, a bit of a long shot, but is anyone going to be in the Phoenix, Arizona area for the final match day? I'm going to be traveling this weekend and want to find a bar to watch match day 34 in. So if you live in that part of the world and you have a local bar that you go to watch the football in, give us a shout. Tweet us or leave a comment under this podcast on the Substack. Grant was just asking in earnest. No one responded, because partly because he put it at the end of the match day after all the games had finished. So I don't think anyone's even looked in the thread since then. But whether you're a subscriber, whether you're just a listener and you live in that part of the world and you go to a game, let us know. I think it'd be a really nice thing if we found Grant someone to watch the final match day with.
Yeah, there's also the Pub Finder app on the Bundesliga app, if I am not mistaken.
Well, there's that too. Grant, if you're listening to this, go find the... do you know what it's called? We probably should know what this is called, shouldn't we?
The Pub Finder app on the Bundesliga. You can the Bundesliga.com page.
Yeah, just Google Pub Finder Bundesliga US or something and it should come up. But either way, if you live in that part of the world, if you're part of a fan club, we know there's a lot of fan clubs in the US. There's a good Twitter account, actually, who's tracking them all, whose name I've completely forgotten, which is very annoying. Let me see if I can find that quickly, actually, because it's definitely worth giving. Oh, here we go. German Football Fan Association USA. They're at GFFA_USA. They're doing a great job of just cataloguing all the US-based German football fan clubs. So give them a follow on Twitter. And if your fan club's not on that map, give them a shout. They'll be happy to add it. Grant, maybe you should go follow them and see if there's anyone in Arizona. Not Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. I hope it's Phoenix, Arizona. Phoenix AZ, that's definitely Arizona, because I've been burnt on this. I've been burnt on this show before with these stupid acronyms in America.
Canadians know everything about Arizona because there's a hockey team the NHL refuses to move, even though they play in a college arena. So we know where Arizona is and where Phoenix is.
Ice hockey in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
Isn't Arizona in the desert?
Yeah, no, there should be no hockey team there.
And there's an ice hockey team there. My God.
Yes, but there will definitely be a pub for someone to watch the Bundesliga.
Well, anyway, go tell Grant. If you're in that part of the world, go find Grant, or find us and we'll find Grant for you. And then you can have a pint and take in the final match day.
Absolutely. And enjoy it. We'll be back on Saturday with tons of content. And enjoy it. It's going to be a big one. Until then, auf Wiedersehen.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.